Sinus Dippin series is sponsored by Dr. Nanjak. Now spam Rafu Shalem Ochle Yisrael, in particular, Chanan Shmuel Lippin and Charalei, and those looking for the Shidduch should find their Bashert. We are still in the first paragraph of Kriya Shema. V'shinantan levanacha v'dibar tabam. We described that the platform or the classroom in which the curriculum for teaching our children is most centrally in our homes. V'dibar tabam, when we speak Torah, b'shifach v'isecha in our homes, b'lechtach v'aderach, it doesn't only mean the formal learning of Torah. We described the way that we live in our homes and the way that we travel and the centrality of Torah wherever we go. The Torah informs and inspires everything that we do. B'shachbach of kumecha, it informs the way we go to sleep and the way that we rise, the way we wake up in the morning. It's interesting, Rishonim already point out that the obligation in the Torah to learn Torah, the obligation in the Torah to learn Torah, does not appear for the individual as the primary learner of Torah. It's in this context. V'shinantam levanecha. Chazal understand, how could you teach your child if you don't know? So if you're obligated to teach your child, the assumption is you're obligated to learn, you're obligated to know. But you see that the entire concept of the obligation of learning Torah, of course, as individuals, it molds, it fashions us into B'nai Torah, B'noz Torah, it turns us into Torah personalities. But the goal and the purpose of that is to transmit it to the next generation. It is specifically in the context of v'shinantam levanecha v'dibar tabam that we have the origin or the source for the obligation of learning Torah. The Ksava Kabbalah, Yaakov Tzvi Mecklenburg, makes a fascinating comment. He writes on v'shinantam levanecha, gam b'ze'ena azhara b'yichud alamed es Torah lebanam l'tamidim. What is this amplifying? V'shinantam levanecha, teach to your children v'dibar tabam and speak about it. What is it? So we'll see in a moment, the Gemara itself tells us it is Torah. But the Ksava Kabbalah says if you take it at face value, if you translate literally, the Pashup Shad is, the V'dibar Tabam is going on the Pasuk that came before. V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha, hu biur al maimer v'ahavta, ke'aoiv yifarsim l'chamala so'avo. If you really love God, you want to share that with everyone you know, you certainly want to share it with your progeny, with your children, with your own family. As the rabbi said, "Yat Hashem lekecha aheva al abrios," to make Hashem beloved to others, and that's what the v'shinantam levanecha is. V'dibar tabam is not in the abstract, and it's not talking about the totality of Torah. It is talking; it is addressing specifically the responsibility to transmit a love of Hashem, not just to teach dry academic Torah. Of course, we have to know halacha, and of course, there's a key and there's a fulfillment in learning Torah. The laws relevant to us and the laws that don't specifically apply to us. There's the fulfillment of Talmud Torah. But the v'shinantam levanecha of our pasuk of Shema says the Ksava Kabbalah is talking about giving a sense of love to our children. Having the next generation love God. That's not a small thing. There are all kinds of Jewish educational systems where they transmit an enormous amount of facts, dates, people, halacha, Jewish law. But to successfully transmit a feeling of loving Hashem and being loved by Hashem, says the Ksava Kabbalah, that is the core, that is the key, that's what it's really all about. The rest of Talmud Torah is an expansion of the primary responsibility of v'shinantam levanecha v'dibar tabam, and what is the bam is v'ahavta Hashem lekecha, to teach our children, what does it mean to love God? What does it mean to be in a relationship? When you love someone, you communicate, you talk to them, and you listen to them talk to you. When you love someone, you make time for them. They're not an afterthought. They're not at the bottom of the list, but you prioritize them in your schedule, in your calendar, to teach and to model for the next generation in our homes, when we wake up and when we go to sleep, what we're modeling, what we're transmitting, is that sense of v'ahavta Hashem lekecha, that we love God and that we're loved by God. And it's so critically important, to communicate that, effectively. But Moshe Weinberger I once heard him share a story of a young man who was one of the mitzuyanim in the yeshiva. He was an excellent student. He was one of the great up-and-coming budding talmidei chachamim in the yeshiva system. And slowly but surely, he started to learn less, and he wasn't participating in shir as much, and he wasn't going to yeshiva as much. And his father's great shagin, it was tremendously heartbreaking to the parents, to the father who watched their young, budding, outstanding talmid chacham who began to drop out, who began to veer off, until ultimately the father checked out his son's phone and found that the son was listening to evangelical preachers, all kinds of galachim, leaders of other religions. Father couldn't take it anymore. As much patience as he tried to show, as much unconditional love as he tried to have, he confronted his son. He said, I don't understand. It's bad enough you're not learning as diligently as you used to. It's bad enough that you're not as committed to grow in Torah. It's bad enough that you're not participating in the yeshiva. You're dropping out. But you're listening to other religions, leaders, other galachim, other evangelical preachers. Why are you listening to them? And the young man told his father, he said, because throughout my entire Jewish education, throughout all my years of learning in yeshiva, at a lower level, at a higher level, in Beis Medrash, not once did anyone tell me that God loves me. And do you know, that's what I need to hear. That's why I went to them. They talk all the time about God loving you. And I need to know that God loves me. And that's why I went there. Chas v'shalom, someone should ever need to go somewhere else to hear what such a basic message and what Rav Yaakov Tzvi Mechner, the Tzav HaKabbalah, says is the primary responsibility of a parent. V'shinantem levanecha v'dibarta bam. What's the bam? That v'ahavtas Hashem lakecha. That we love Him and He loves us. That we're in a loving, beautiful, intimate, close relationship with Him. And that is the core, the foundation, and Torah is built upon it.